Last time we started discussing the interesting question as to what a person is supposed to do if he's in the middle of the Seder and Chatzot is approaching and he hasn't eaten Afikoman yet. So what's he, if he hasn't eaten the Suda yet, so what's he supposed to do? If he eats the Afikoman, then he can't have the Suda. And if he eats the Suda, then he might pass the time for the Afikoman. So what is he supposed to do? So we know that the Gemara quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva have a machlokes whether the last time to eat the Korban Pesach is Chatzos or Atchiyah L'Amurashacha. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one should finish the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. And the Shulchan Aruch says that by the same token, you should finish eating the Afikoman Bizman Azar by Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah explains because the Afikoman, the Matzos Afikoman, is a zechet to the Pesach. So if we paskin l'chumra that the Pesach has to be eaten before Chatzos, so then the Afikoman has to be eaten before Chatzos as well. So the question is, if a person is holding right by Chatzos, he sees that Chatzos is coming and he still hasn't had Shulchan Aruch, he hasn't understood it, so what's he to do? So I mentioned last time that the Avnei Nezer has an interesting suggestion. He says maybe what you should do is eat the Afikoman, eat an Afikoman before Shulchan Aruch. Eat the Afikoman now. Let's say you've done Motzi Matzah. That's the simple case. If you haven't done the Mora yet, you're going to have a little bit of a problem. Right? Because you have to finish all the other mitzvahs before Chatzos as well. So let's assume that you've had Motzi Matzah, you've had Mora. The problem is that you haven't had the meal. You want to have a meal, benachas. It's going to take 20 minutes, a half an hour, whatever. 45 minutes. So what are you to do? So Zappi Avnei Nezer, have an Afikoman now. Eat a piece of matzah. And say that if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if the Afikoman has to be eaten before Chatzos, then this should be the Afikoman. And then wait until Chatzos. Then wait until Chatzos, because Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach Afikoman, Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman. You're not allowed to taste anything after the Afikoman. So if this is the Afikoman, then you can't taste anything. So wait, eat the Afikoman a few minutes before Chatzos, then wait until Chatzos, and then you can continue eating the meal. And when you finish the meal, have another tzofen, have an Afikoman, and say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, then you want this Afikoman, you want this matzah to be the Afikoman. So up the Avnei Nezer, that'll solve the whole problem. Because the problem of Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman only applies Bizman HaMitzvah. So if the halacha is that you have to eat the Afikoman for Chatzos, so then you only have to wait until after Chatzos, and then you're allowed to eat afterwards. So if you make this tonight, then everything is fine. You'll eat the Afikoman according to each Shita, and you'll just wait the requisite amount of time. If you assume Afikoman has to be eaten before Chatzos, just wait until after Chatzos, and then everything will be fine. That's what the Avnei Nezer wants to suggest. So we pointed out that there are two assumptions in the Avnei Nezer's Chiddush. One is that he assumes that the din of Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman applies only Bizman HaMitzvah. And that's why, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then after Chatzos, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. You ate the Afikoman before Chatzos, you fulfilled the mitzvah, you have to wait, but after Chatzos, it's not the Zman HaMitzvah anymore to eat the Afikoman. So then you're allowed to eat anything. The idea that the tam of the Afikoman, the tam of the matzah has to remain in your mouth, that's only kol zman that the mitzvah is shayach, during the Zman HaMitzvah, you have to have the tam of the Afikoman in your mouth. But after the Zman HaMitzvah, then there's no inyan. That's the first assumption that the Avnei Nezer is making. But the other assumption that he's making, the more global assumption that he's making, is that you can make a tanai in a mitzvah. That seems pretty obvious to us, because the post can say in many different contexts that you can make a tanai in a mitzvah. But is it really that obvious? Is it really true that you can make a tanai in a mitzvah? That's another issue that we have to address. We have to analyze. Is that really such a davar poshut? Maybe we could put forward svaris to say that you can't make tanaim in mitzvahs. These are the two assumptions that the Avnei Nezer has made. So let's deal with them one by one. The first assumption, that Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman only applies bizman HaMitzvah. What do you think? Why is it that Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman? What's the tam hadol? Why is it that Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach Afikoman? So we had multiple reasons for that. Take, for example, the Rashbam's second reason. Rashbam says, why is it that Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman? Pesach is Nechal Al Asova. Pesach has to be eaten when you're full. And Chazal made a gzera. They said, you can't eat anything after the Pesach, because we're afraid that if we allow you to eat after the Pesach, you're not going to fill yourself up, because you know you can eat later, and maybe you won't even be satisfied. So you won't eat the Pesach Al Asova. So according to the Rashbam's reasoning, does the Svar of the Avni Ezer work? That the rule of Eim Aftir and Achar Pesach HaVikaman, Achar Matzah HaVikaman only applies b'zman HaMitzvah. So if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can't eat after the HaVikaman, but after Chatzos everything is fine. It doesn't make much sense. Right? If we allow you to eat after Chatzos, so you're not going to be satisfied, you're not going to eat it ala, you're not going to eat HaVikaman ala sova, right? You're not going to be eating ala sova because you're going to eat, you're eating a whole meal afterwards. That's not ala sova. If the whole idea that you can't eat after the Afikoman is that it should be eaten ala sova, so you can't say that that's only bizman hamitzvah. It means that you can't eat afterwards. You can't eat food after you eat the Afikoman. Chora. So according to the Rashbam, the Svar of the Avodah Zarah doesn't hold water. And then we quoted the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says, Eim Aftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman, Nachar Pesach Afikoman, is to ensure what? Anyone? To ensure what? That you'll... Rafi? You won't forget to say halal. So is the din of Eim Aftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman a function of the Zman HaMitzvah? In this case, you haven't said, you're not going to say halal until after Chatzos. You're going to be makel that you can say halal after Chatzos. You're not going to be machmir for that. So what do you accomplish by waiting until Chatzos? The whole point is we're afraid that if you taste something after the Afikoman, you might forget halal. So that chashash still exists. How can you eat your suda afterwards? But that's the problem. But if you eat after the Afikoman, you might forget to say halal. So if you haven't said halal yet, then it still should be also to eat. Right? What's the Avodah Zarah accomplishing according to the Baal Amor? So what Rishon can we bring to buttress the Svar of the Baal Amor, that perhaps the Baal Amor, to buttress the Svar of the Avodah Zarah, that maybe the Avodah Zarah is leaning on? So one option you would think is maybe the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam is really this first time of the Rashbam. Right? He just dresses it up more. Time of the Rashbam, first time of the Rashbam is that Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach HaVikoman, because Chazal wanted that the Tam HaMitzvah should remain in your mouth. Tam of the Afikoman should remain in your mouth. So the Rambam expresses that in a very beautiful way. Ba'achrona ochel mibsar Pesach avil kezayis v'enatoam acharev klum. B'zman hazeh ochel kezayis matzah v'enatoam acharev klum. Kedei sheyeh hepsek sudaso v'tam b'sar Pesach v'amatzah b'fiv she'achiloson hi hamitzvah. Rambam says that the achilas ha-pesach, the achilas ha-matzah is the mitzvah. We want to make sure that the tam ha-mitzvah remains in your mouth. What does that mean? So we quote it from the Chazon Ish, that maybe it's a din of chibuv ha-mitzvah, kavod ha-mitzvah, that if you have a mitzvah achila, it's appropriate that that tam should remain in your mouth. So this sounds like the Avodah Zarah, right? If you hold that the din of Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach HaMatzah HaVikoman is a din in the mitzvah, chibuv ha-mitzvah, that we want to ensure that the tam ha-mitzvah remains in your mouth, so efshem and kenzogin, maybe we could say that that only applies bizman ha-mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is over, once the zman ha-mitzvah is over, so I don't need the tam to remain in my mouth any more than I need the tam to remain in my mouth the next day. So only bizman ha-mitzvah. Why should it have to remain in the mouth after bizman ha-mitzvah? Because the whole point is that during the Zman HaMitzvah, you should show chashivus for the mitzvah. But once the Zman HaMitzvah is over, so it doesn't have a cheftz of matzah anymore. It doesn't have a cheftz of carbon pesach. It's finished. It's no sir, right? It's, the Zman HaMitzvah is over, so what's the inyan? So you could say, at first glance, you think that the Svar of the Avinezer flows from the Rambam. That if the din of Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach HaMatzah HaFikoman is the din in chibuv HaMitzvah, maybe it only applies to the Zman HaMitzvah. But there's a problem. There's a problem with saying that within the Rambam. There are two words in the Rambam that give the impression that maybe the Svar of the Avodah Zarah might not be correct, even according to the Rambam. What are those two words? Does anyone know? Woody. I'm sorry? Kol Halayla. Where does he say that? Kol Halayla? I don't see those words in the Rambam. Let me read it to you again. Machrona ochel mibsara pesach afilu kezayis veino toy macher of klum. Ubisman azeh ochel kezayis matzah veino toy achareo klum. Kedeshiyah hefsik sudoso v'tam habosar v'tam bisar hapesach o hamatzah b'fiv sheachilosam hi hamitzvah. Two words in the Rambam that I'm looking for. Hefsik sudoso. The Rambam says the key is that since achilosan hi hamitzvah, the matzah and the pesach are an achilas mitzvah, you want to make sure that the tam habosar, tam hapesach, the tam hamatzah remains in your mouth. What's he saying? The chib of hamitzvah is demonstrated, it's expressed, when the hefsek hasuda is accomplished through this achil. That's what it means that the time remains in the mouth. When the time remains in the mouth, and that's the hefsek hasuda, oh, that's the key, right? Dessert is always the most important part of the meal, right? This is the ultimate dessert, right? Ala sova, you're eating it when you're satisfied. You're only eating it for the chashivas of the mitzvah. How do you show that this mitzvah is kosher? When that's it, when that's the hefzik asuda. That's the avnei nezu svar. Come on. He's saying, wait until chatzos, when this manamitz is over, and then you'll have your suda. That's not a hefzik suda. You can't have your afikoman and eat the suda too. That's a stira minei ubei. So you'd think the Rambam helps the Avnei Nezer, but the way the Rambam defines the Chiv of HaMitzvah as Hefzik Suda, it's not so clear that the spur of the Avnei Nezer really is correct. And so according to the second Pshat in the Rashbam, according to the Baal HaMoed, maybe even according to the Rambam, it seems like the spur of the Avnei Nezer is quite questionable. To do this charade, this trick, to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos and make a Tanai, and then they eat the Suda, and then eat another Afikoman. It's so clear that the whole thing works. But it could be the Svar... Yes, question, Shalom.
I Rashbam.
Right, so if you don't understand the Chiv HaMitzvah the way the Rambam does, if you take the Rashbam in the first day, so then there's room for the Svar of the Avnei. So I'm not completely rejecting it. Maybe Taka, he saw the Rashbam, maybe he didn't look so far. He didn't look at, he wasn't picking on the Rambam, so he's not beholden to the Hefsek Sudasa, right? Exactly. But there is a Rishon that the Avnei Nezer can hide behind. Does anyone know? Does anyone recall? Ethan.
The Ran,
exactly. Excellent. The Ran. What did the Ran say? That Eim Aftir and Achav Pesach have become a why? Zera, that what? Shnei Mekomos, right? You might come to eat the Pesach in two places. And matzah could be dumia to the Pesach. That svara works with the Avnei Nezer. Right? If the problem of Eim Aftir Nacha Pesach Hacha Matzah Afikoman is because of some chashash that you'll eat it b'shnei Mekomos, so that chashash only applies b'zman ha-mitzvah. You can't eat the Pesach after Chatzos, so then there's no concern that you're eating b'shnei mekomos. You're not going to eat the Pesach after Chatzos if you hold that you can only eat it until Chatzos. It's no sir after Chatzos. So that whole chashash only applies b'zman ha-mitzvah. The Ran is good according to the Avnei Nezer. So the Ran is one svar that the Avnei Nezer can hide behind. And also, as Shalom says, the first pshat in Rashbam, if you don't learn like the Ran. But maybe another Rishon that the Avnei Nezer can hide behind is whom? Kiva? The Ramban. What does the Ramban say? L'chadchila zeichel l'pesach. But what's the Ramban going in? What's the svar? The Ramban then quotes the Yerushalmi that it's nechal ala sova and it's exerot u'shvi'a setzim b'pesach. So he's really working with the second pshat of the Rashbam. Right? He's really working with the second pshat of the Rashbam. What did the Kolbo say? Kolbo quoted the Talmud Rashi. What did the Talmud Rashi suggest? Does anyone remember? Why is it that Eim Aftir Nacha Matzah Afikoma? Why? Two words. What are the key words? Let's see a new hand. Let's see, what's the key word? The key words that we keep on Ephraim. Lechemoni, exactly. Lechemoni. The Talmud Rashi says that we have to be Mesapa Bitzias Mitzrayim Kol HaLaila. So therefore, we have to make sure that the Tama Matzah remains in the mouth. You're not going to have a piece of matzah on the table afterwards. Some are machmir to bring back the matzah, but most are not. So how does that work? How's it lechem oni? How's it going to be lechem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe? Rashi Anaf Lamed Vavam and Aleph says that that means that we say the halal and the haggadah in front of the matzah. How does that work? Says the Kobo B'Shem Talmud Rashi. That's why we have to ensure that the matzah remains in the mouth so that it's ke'ilu the matzah is in front of us. So how long does that halacha apply? Well, what's the zman of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? So based on Bavur Zeh, we say that we link Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim to matzah and morah. Bavur Zeh l'amarte l'b'shoah sheish matzah morah munachim l'fanecha. The matzah only has significance until chasos. If you take Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah seriously, so Efshem and Kanzagan, according to the Talmud Rashi, the idea of emaftir nacham matzah v'koman only applies until the end of the zman mitzvah. Because after the zman mitzvah, if you can't have sipi yitzis mitzrayim, then there's no inyan for the time matzah to remain in your mouth. And even though, as we pointed out, it could be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agrees that kolamar b'harez meshubach the whole laila. Right, remember the Maisa with the five Tanoim? Maybe he agrees that Kol HaLaila there's an inyan to Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that's clearly not the Iker Zman HaMitzvah. So if it's not the Iker Zman HaMitzvah, it could be Lechem Oni doesn't apply then. The idea that the Tam should remain in your mouth, you have to have the Ribui of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol HaLaila in front of the Matzah? So if I, so far, I don't think Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would go that far. So according to these three approaches, either if you take the Rashban without the addition of the Rambam Hefsek Sudasa, or the Ran's Achila B'Shnei Mekomos, or the Kolbo's Talmud Rashi, perhaps there's room for the Svar of the Avi Nezer. There may be Eim Aftir Nacham Atzafi Koma, and Rabbi Elazar, as I would say, only applies, the Zman HaMitzvah only applies until Chasos. Okay, so this is the first assumption. Right? Is that really true, that Eim Aftir Nacham Atzafi Koma applies only the Zman HaMitzvah? We see that it's really dependent on the Rishonim. It's not so clear according to all Shitas in the Rishonim. Muri. I was grappling with this story. Initially, I thought the Kolbo's Talmud Rashi would be good, and then I rejected it because of that svara. But then I brought it back because I was wondering whether really you need the Tam HaMatzah even after this Zman HaMitzvah, even if there's Hareza Meshubach. Okay, I hear. Look, there's Tzadim Lekan Olkan. You're saying from the Loshon of the Kolbo, it's Mashma that the din of Lechem Oni, the din of Sheyishar Tam Matzah B'Fiv should apply for the whole Sipur Yisrael Tzadim the whole night. I hear. Right, it's like the Rambam, right? The Rambam sounds like the Adonizer, but the Diuk and the Loshen is not much like that. But at least the basic svar of the Talmud Rashi could go for the Adonizer as long as you don't hold of this extra knedge. Okay, this is point number one. But we still have to deal with the second issue. That is the global issue. Can you make Tnoim in mitzvahs? According to the Adonizer, it would appear that you can make a Tnoim in a mitzvah. You can say, if the following is true, then my mitzvah will be X, and if something else is true, then my mitzvah can be Y. How does that work? We know of Tnoim in Dine Mominis, Mekachul Memker. We know of Tnoim in Gittin V'Kiddushin, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, Amanas X, Hariat Megureshes Li Meni, Amanas Shetitni Li Masayim Zuz. He wants to get money, so he stipulates that the Gerishin should only be Chal if the woman gives him something. We've heard of Tnoim in different areas of halacha, but Tnoim in mitzvahs, does that work? How does that work? At first glance, the whole idea of Tnoim in mitzvahs should be dependent on which concept? Three words. Normally it's two words, right? But here it's three words. Three words. Normally with such brisk as here. Two words. Three words! The concept of making a Tnoim in a mitzvah should be a function of whether mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana, who said that? That's right, exactly. It should be dependent on mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. If mitzvah says Tzrichas Kavana, I can't make a tonight a mitzvah. If I do a mitzvah, I did a mitzvah. If I eat the Afikoman, that's it, it's over. I did the mitzvah already. What, I'm going to stipulate? I don't even need my kavana. The Torah just says if you do the ma'isa mitzvah, then you fulfill the mitzvah. If your mitzvah says Tzrichas Kavana, there's nothing to talk about. You can't make a tonight in a mitzvah. Can't make a tonight in a mitzvah. If you hold mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, so then there's the beginning of a discussion. You can say, well, mitzvahs require kavana, so if I stipulate that in certain circumstances I don't have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, then it's not a kiyama mitzvah. Aha, now we can start a discussion. So maybe that's the answer, that the Avnezer is assuming mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. We talk a paskin mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kriyas Shema in Siman Samach quotes 2 days, where the mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana. And he paskins that mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, Kosher Pshat is mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. So you would say that's what the Avnezer has in mind. That's why you can make it tonight. What's the problem? What's the problem? That might help us to some mitzvahs, but maybe not Afikoman. Why? Afikoman is a nice mitzvah. What's the problem? Shalom. Achila, exactly. Achila. Maishna Achila. So we know this. What's the din? Is mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana by mitzvah Achila? It's like a chazor of the whole semester. Touching on so many different inyanim that we discussed. Is there a din of mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana by mitzvah Achila? We talked about that in the context of Mara, Tosus on Kuf Tes Vav. Stirus in the Rambam, remember? Stirus in the Rambam. The Rambam in Uchas Shofar seems to say mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. The Rambam in Uchas Chamitzumatzah seems to say mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. On Su Akim Lechel Matzah, if they force him to eat the matzah, is he Yotze? The Rambam says that he's Yotze. Stachastira. In Hilchos Shofar, he says the mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. So how can he be Yotze if they force him to eat the matzah? So the Ran in Rosh Hashanah has this famous answer that what? Two words. Okay, back to the old style. Two words, the Ran. Shekeinena. Scream it out. Be excited. Make believe. Shekeinena. I'm just kidding. Shekeinena. Right? Shekeinena. Hana'a. Replaces the need for kavana. How does it do that? Hana'a links the person to the ma'isa. So if kavana is all about linking the person to the ma'isa, you don't need kavana in the case of achila, because there's hana'a, and hana'a links the person to the ma'isa. By mora, efsha, maybe there's no hana'a. Okay, nothing. Not the chazer, everything. That's the run. So maybe you don't need kavana. So if you don't need kavana, so how can you make it tonight? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tov Ayin Hey. This is in Packet 31. Siman Tov Ayin Hey Siv Dalet. Shulchan Aruch Paskins Ochel Matzah Belo Kavana Kagon Shansu Nochrim Olistim Lechol Yotzi Yidecho Vasa Kevin Shehu Yodea Shehalai Lepesel Veshu Chai Bachilas Matzah. As long as he knows it's Pesach, he knows that he's chayv in achilas matzah. He's not a misasik, as they say. It's not like he doesn't realize what he's doing. He knows that there's a mitzvah of matzah. It's just he's not thinking of matzah, of the mitzvah of matzah right now. He's stopped eating matzah. Or they're forcing him to eat matzah. He doesn't want to eat the matzah now. He's going to eat the matzah later, or maybe he's not going to eat the matzah. So he eats matzah below kavana. Says Zok Shulchan Aruch, he's yotze. He's yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Aleph says, "Afal gav the mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana kedle'el siman samach." Koshkin hocha then a rotzel lechol. Here it's even worse. He doesn't want to eat. Hari bevade in a meskavin lotzes yideh mitzvah. Tirtza mefarshim de b'midi da achila shakar avnena grono odiv tveyu ke meskavin dami shekeinena changes everything. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that by mitzvahs of achila, you don't need kavana because of shekeinena. So what's the Avnezer talking about? If you don't need kavana, how can you make a tanai? Willy-nilly, you're mekayim the mitzvah if you do the ma'isa. They're forcing you and you still mekayim the mitzvah. So what's the difference? Whether they're forcing you physically or you make a tanai? You shouldn't be able to make a tanai, you should be able to the mitzvah anyway. What's the answer? The answer might be that if you make a tanai, then you're expressing beferish that you don't want to be able to the mitzvah in certain circumstances. What's that called when you're expressing beferish that you don't want the mitzvah? Kavana? Kavana shalolot, it's kavana hafucha, negative kavana. So that the Mishnah Berurah does add. Yotze yidei chavaso sekotin lamedav, mikomokom hecha sha'omer beferish, mechavin shalolot es yidei hamitzvah, baze efshe degara tfei, afshe nenegrono velo yotze. On su nochrim, they're forcing him, but he's not screaming that he doesn't want to be yotze. I mean, as they're forcing him, obviously he can't scream. But as they're about to shove it down his throat, he doesn't say, I don't want this mitzvah. He just doesn't want to eat. So it's not clear from his expression that he doesn't want to be yotze. It's just he doesn't want to eat. So in that case, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that he's yotze. Because he didn't say beferish that he doesn't want to eat. But if beferish he says that he doesn't want to be yotze the mitzvah, right? If all we knew is that he doesn't want to eat, that's not enough. But if he says, I don't want to be yotze the mitzvah, it's not just that he's being forced and he doesn't want to eat, but he doesn't want to be yotze the mitzvah either. So in such a case, he might not be yotze. We had a machlokas about that too. That's the Rashbam, Rabbi Shmuel, that the Ran quotes in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shmuel says that if you have kavana afrucha, then you're not going to be yotze. Even according to the Mandarim, mitzvahs ain't suichas kavana. Ain't suichas kavana doesn't mean you don't need kavana. It means that there's an understanding, there's a stoma that you have kavana. But if you express clearly that you don't want to be yotze, then you're not going to be yotze. Others argue, but that's the Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Mishneh Berurah quotes this daya, quotes this opinion, and some say that if you have kavana hafucha, express, explicit intention not to be yotze, then you're not going to be yotze. So maybe that's what the Avnei Nezer is assuming here. That kavana hafucha breaks everything. If you have negative kavana, so then you're not going to be yotze. So even if by mitzvah shel achila, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, but if you have kavana afucha, you're not going to be yotze anyway. So it's as good as saying mitzvah tzrichas kavana, right? If you have kavana afucha, even by mitzvah shel achila, you're not going to be yotze. So that's why the Avnei Nezer says you can make it tonight. You can make it tonight, not just in mitzvahs, but even in mitzvah shel achila, because if you have negative kavana, through the Tanai, you're expressing the negative kavana in the event that the Tanai is not fulfilled. So that's how the Tanai is going to work. But that's really just the first step. First step to appreciating, or to ascertaining whether you can make a Tanai in mitzvahs, is to determine whether kavana plays a role in a mitzvah. In a mitzvah in general, and in a mitzvah shel achila as well. But it's actually more complicated than that. Even if you'll tell me that the person needs kavana, or that kavana hafucha can be mevatel the mitzvah, it can nullify the mitzvah. But the question really is more basic. Do tnoim work in mitzvahs? Even if kavana plays a role in the mitzvah, but who says that you can make a tnai bechlal? Who says that you can make a tnai bechlal? What do I mean? When you make a tnai, what do you say? He's saying, in the event that X, I want the mitzvah to be a mitzvah. In the event of Y, or if X doesn't come true, I want it not to be a mitzvah. Does that work? Even if you say that kavana hafucha will be mevatel a mitzvah, who says that a tanai works? Think about it. When you do this mitzvah, so you don't want it to be a mitzvah, you do want it to be a mitzvah. It's just you want to create this kind of stipulation, a kavana ala tanai. Who says kavana ala tanai works? Even if you say that kavana hafucha will tell me that you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah, that's only when you're screaming that you don't want to be yotze the mitzvah. But to create a tanai, that's not, that tanai is not kavana hafucha, tanai is a kavana hafucha ala tanai. Right? That's a stipulation on the kavana. It's not a kavana hafucha, it's not explicit that you don't want to be yotze. It's that maybe you want to be yotze, or maybe you don't want to be yotze. How does that work? Who says that a tanai can work? Of course, if we don't assume that kavana is necessary, or that at least kavana avruch is going to be mevatel the mitzvah, we can't even get to first base. But even after we can get to first base, we're not going to hit the home run. Right? We're not going to make it around the bases. Because if you can't make it, I can't stipulate the kavana avrucha, so then how's this going to work? Why shouldn't you be able to stipulate a kavana avrucha when it comes to mitzvahs? So it all starts with the Gemara and Ksuvos. I know we've been out of Nash and Mezikin for a while, but it's always exciting to jump back in. The Gemara and Ksuvos and the Afayin Dalet Amud Aleph sets forth a fundamental principle. The context is very local, but the principle is global, very important. Gemara there says that chalitza muta'as is ksheira. What does chalitza muta'as mean? Right? Chalitza muta'as means that we're tricking the chalitz. We know that if a woman is married to Reuven, let's say, and Reuven dies without any children, so she's zekuka liyavam. If Reuven has a brother, Shimon, so she's zekuka liyavam, zekuka to Shimon. That means that there's a relationship there. She's not muteres lashot yet. Even though normally death or divorce separate husband from wife, so if Reuven didn't have a brother and he died, so then she'd be able to marry anyone because there's no relationship anymore. But if he has a brother and he dies without any children, so there's a zika liyava, she's not muteres lashuk until either yibum or chalitza are done. If yibum is done, then she's married to the second brother. Then she's muteres lashuk only if the second brother divorces her. They're married. But if he does chalitza, then she can marry Lashuk. That's the issue. So the Gemara sets forth the principle that chalitza mutas is kshera. What does that mean? Machlokas amaroi. Rabbi Yochanan says, kol sha'omer lo chalotz lo al mana shetitin lof masayim zuz. Chalitza mutas means that we're tricking the choletz, tricking the yavam into doing chalitza. Meaning, he doesn't want to do chalitza. But he sees this as an opportunity for financial benefit. He's not acting properly. Right? He sees this as an opportunity to blackmail the woman. She wants to be muteres lashuk. She doesn't want to marry him. So he says, no problem, I'll do chalitza for you, but I want you to pay off first. Pay me 200 zuz. We're not talking about the ksuba here. Just pay me 200 zuz. Pay me 200 zuz, and I'll be happy to do chalitza for you, and then you can marry anyone you want. So comes the Gemara and says, chalitza mutas is ksheira. What does that mean? That means that we trick him into saying, yes, yes, we'll pay you the 200 zuz. He does the chalitza, and then we say, sorry, Charlie, we're not going to give him money. We trick him into doing the chalitza, and the chalitza is chal, says the Gemara, and she's muteres lashuk, and there's no chiyuv to give the money at all. What? I mean, isn't this basics in Tanai? You make a Tanai, you do the chalos ala Tanai, you do a mekach memkar ala Tanai. I'm selling you the karka only on condition that that you give money, that you give $100 to this individual. So if he doesn't give the $100, the Mekach HaMemker is not going to be Chal. How does this work? How does Chalitza Mutas work? So the Gemara explains, Michdi, kol Tanai me'echa gaminan mitanai b'nei Godu b'nei Ruvain. We know the concept of Tanai is learned from b'nei Godu b'nei Ruvain. Tanod efshele kiyume al yedei shaliach ki hasam avitano. Tanod lo efshele kiyume al yedei shaliach ki hasam lo avitano. The Tanai of Bnei Gadu Bnei Ruvain, Moshe told Yoshua to give Ever HaYarden to Bnei Gadu Bnei Ruvain if they fulfill the Tanai, if they fight in Eretz Yisrael, so then they get what they wanted. So that Tanai was fulfilled to a Shliach through Yoshua. So it's Efshel Kaimo Al Yidei Shaliach, then the Tanai is a good Tanai. But if you can't be Mekayim the Maisa Al Yidei Shaliach, then the Tanai is not a good Tanai. The yisod of this Gemara is milsa the less of the shlichas less of the tanai. If you can do the ma'isa yidei shaliach, then the tanai is a good tanai. But if not, not. Gzeres hakasev, right? The parsha of Bnei Gadu Bnei Ruvain was done al yidei shaliach. The ma'isa was done al yidei shaliach. The giving of the land was done al yidei shaliach. So from that we learn that only milsa the isa b'shlichas isa b'tanai. If you can do the ma'isa through a shliach, then you can make a tanai in that ma'isa. But if you can't do the milsa, if you can't do the maisa, to a shliach, milsa, the less of a shliach is less of a tanai. So the question is, how can you make a tanai in a mitzvah? A mitzvah is less of a shlichas. Can you make a shliach to do a mitzvah for you? Can you make a shliach to do a mitzvah for you? What do you think? Can you make a shliach do a mitzvah for you? Of course not. There's a famous Tosfos written Kedushin. It's a big sugya of shlichus at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin. So even those who haven't learned the whole sugya, this Tosfos written became very famous. If you haven't learned the sugya of shlichus, but many know this Tosfos written. Tosfos written is, this is in Kedushin on Mem Gimel Amad Al, Amad Beis. I'm sorry, on Mem, looks like Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, but it's on Mem Beis Amad Beis. Yesh Makshim, Im Kein, L'chol Dvar Mitzvah Yol HaShliach, V'yom Adon L'chaveh Oshev B'sukah Bavuri, Anach Tfilin Bavuri. V'lav Milsehi, Zabta Tosfos read, you can't make a shliach to put on tefillin or to sit in the sukkah for you. Shamitzvah shechiva amokom lazes begufo hechi poter hu al yidei shluchom v'hu lo yaseklum. What, the shliach will do the mice of yeshiva sukkah and I'll be yotzei? The shliach puts on tefillin for me and I'm going to be yotzei? This is a trick. This is a trick, right? He wants to sleep late. Just tomorrow. He never sleeps late. Always gets up for me. But tomorrow, he's going to a chasana. It's his closest friend. Wants to stay late at the chasana. He wants to get up late. Bad idea. So he says to someone, you know what? Could you put on tefillin for me tomorrow? I have to be in Seder at 9 o'clock in the morning. That I can't miss. Could you put on tefillin for me? Priorities are not straight. You can't do that. You can't have someone else put on tefillin for you. It's ridiculous. That's his mitzvah. That's not your mitzvah. He can't put on tefillin for you. Bevadai begerishin of the kiddushin mahani ki hua megarish v'lo ashliach. Yeah, if you megarish al yedei shaliach, megarish al yedei shaliach, the shliach is just doing the ma'aseh for you. But the chalos gerishin relates back to the baal. The chalos kiddushin relates back to the ish who's going to be married to the woman. The shliach is not married to the woman. Hare at mekudeshes lo. The kiddushin is chal with the mishaleach. It's not chal with the shliach. The shliach is just doing the maisa. Shemakos of the get, I know ploni patris plonis. The baal is writing the get. The lush of the get is in the baal. The ishus is the baal and the isha. The shliach not married to the woman. She's not going to be divorced from him. She's divorced from the baal. The chaynami isha lemihi mekudeshes kiim lo vhi ishto. The woman's mekudeshes to the mishaleach. And truma and pesach, he can't do it for you. I'm sorry, Truma and Pesach, you can have a shliach. Be mafresh Truma from your payers. Pesach, he can shecht for you. Avol besuka, al chenami, yochel lomar l'shlicho asei l'sukah v'hu yosheba. Yeah, the shliach can build the sukkah for you. That's fine. But he can't sit in the sukkah for you. You got to do it yourself. Avlim yosheba chaver lokiyim huklum. Chenulah v'tzitzis v'chala mitzis. Zakta Tosfos Rid, the Shliach can't do a mitzvah for you. Why? Why? What's the Tosfos really saying? What's the problem over here? What does Shlichus do? Right? What does Shlichus accomplish? Help me now. What does Shlichus accomplish, according to the Tosfos Rid? Gittin v'kiddushin. You can make a Shliach to do Gittin v'kiddushin. What's the Shliach accomplishing? What's the Shliach accomplishing? A new hand. What's the Shliach accomplishing? He's creating what? One word. He's creating what? Chalos. Chalos Kiddushin. Chalos Gerish. He's creating a Chalos Kiddushin. Chalos Gerish. Who's doing the Maisa Kiddushin? Who's doing the Maisa Gerish? Who's doing the Maisa Gerish? Do you say that if the Shliach does the Maisa Kiddushin, but that relates back to the Mishaleach and treat it like a Mishaleach and the Maisa? Is that the Tosfos Rid? No. Tosfos Rid seems to be assuming that Shlucho Shalom Kamoso doesn't mean kemoso mamish in the sense that if the shliach does a maisa, we look at it as though the mishaleach did the maisa. No, the maisa hashliach is the maisa hashliach. It belongs to the shliach. It's not the maisa hamishaleach. The chalos relates back to the mishaleach. The chalos gerishin relates back to the mishaleach. The chalos kibushin relates back to him. The shchitas hapesach relates back to the mishaleach. He sent the person to shecht, so it's like it was nishkat al shmo. But that relates to situations where you have a chalos. Comes the Tosfos Rid and says, what's a mitzvah all about? A mitzvah is about the ma'isa. You got to sit in the sukkah. You got to put on tefillin. The ma'isa of the shliach doesn't relate to the mishalech. It's not the ma'isa of the mishalech. That's the ma'isa of the shliach. So it turns out that the mishalech didn't do his ma'isa. He didn't do his ma'isa mitzvah. So how can he be onto the mitzvah? Dr. Tosfos read on mitzvah shebegufo, a mitzvah that you have to do in your guf. It's lichten his barit. I say it clearly. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. Any mitzvah shebegufo that you have to do with your body, the shliach can't do that for you. Because the shliach's ma'isa is not your ma'isa. It's the shliach's ma'isa. A chalos of the shliach relates back to you. But in mitzvahs, there's no chalos to talk about. You just have to do the ma'isa. The ma'isa of the shliach is not going to relate back to you. So you can't have shlichas on a mitzvah shebegufo. The Ktos HaChoshen in Simen Kuf Pei Beis gives another reason why Shlichus doesn't work by mitzvahs. He formulates it a little bit differently. Did anyone notice what the Ktos says? Can you formulate it for me before I read you a key line? What does the Ktos say? He doesn't say like the Ktos is written that the Maisa of the Shliach doesn't relate back to the Mishaleach. The impression you get from the Ktos HaChoshen is that the Maisa of the Shliach is the Maisa of the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach is the Maisa. Yeah. And Afo Pikei, Shlichus doesn't work by Mitzvah Shemekufa. Why? Why? Shalom, why? What? His guf is part of the Mitzvah too. By Mitzvah Shemekufa, it's not enough that you do the Maisa. The Maisa has to be done to your guf. Your guf has to be the object of the Maisa. That's what the Ktos is saying. So even if the ma'isa of the shliach can relate to the mishalech, and we'll treat it as though the mishalech did the ma'isa, but he didn't do it to his guf. If I make a shliach to put on tefillin for me, so who put on tefillin? Who did the ma'isa hanachas tefillin? Who did the ma'isa hanachas tefillin? According to the Tosfos Rid, if I make a shliach to put on tefillin for me, the shliach did the ma'isa hanachas tefillin. According to the Ktos HaChoshen, if I make a shliach to put on tefillin for me, who did the Maisa Hanachas Tefillin? The Mishaleach did the Hanachas Tefillin. But what's the problem? Where did he do the Hanachas Tefillin? Not on his body, on the Shliach's body. That's the difference. Is the problem in the Maisa that it's not the Mishaleach's Maisa, or the problem is that the object of the Maisa is the Shliach, because the Mishaleach's not here. You can't say that the Shliach's body is the Mishaleach's body. That's ridiculous. So comes the Ktos and says, you can't have shlichus on the mitzvah shebegufa. Not because shlichus doesn't relate a mitzvah back to the mishalech. Maybe it does. But the object of that mitzvah is the shliach, not the mishalech. So you're missing the ikar of the mitzvah. What's the lashon of the Ktos? This is also a very important Ktos. You see that the Ktos is written, the Ktos are taking stands on Shluchos Shalom of the Mosa. That's why this machlokas is so important. They're saying the same thing, that Shlichus doesn't work on a mitzvah shebegufo, but their approaches are so different. And that's why it's so important in the sugi of Shlichus, because they're talking about whether the Maisa of the Shliach relates back to the Mishaleach or not. What does the Ktos say? We'll just read the very end. Aval b'tfilin kishashliach minui. Where is this? Shashliach meniach tfilin. Sorry. Hanocha zu shehi asiya choshev keilu hamishaleach osa hanocha zu. He says beferish. It's like the mishaleach did the hanocha. Aval akati lo iniach tfilin al rosho el al rosh shlucho. The ain guf hashliach the guf hamishaleach. Kevan de b'midi de memela lo shayach minu shlichus. By a midi de memela, what does that mean? By a midi de memela, by the object, midi de memela. I'm doing a ma'isa, but the ma'isa has to be done to something. Midi de memela. It's a strange phrase. I'm not sure how that means what he wants to say, but we understand what the Ktos wants to say. By the midi de memela, you can't say shlucho shalom kamoso. The gufa shliach is not like gufa mishaleach. Umishemachi betzitzis utfilin v'sukah nami. The havale asiyas hashliach asiyas hamishaleach kevan the guf shlucho lo havi kegufo lo asa hamaisa begufo ela beguf shlucho. Shlichus doesn't work by mitzvah shebegufo because you did the maisa. Yeah, shlucho shalom kamoso can relate the maisa back to you, but who'd you do the maisa to? Not to yourself. You did it to the shliach. So what's the point? So he was yotzei the mitzvah. He was yotzei the mitzvah. He did the ma'aser too. Right? Whether he did the ma'aser, you did the ma'aser, but it's onto his goof, so that's fine. If he puts tefillin on your goof, so you can be yotzei the mitzvah, but I didn't do the kshira. No, that's not necessary. If the ma'aser is done to your goof, then that's fine. He can be your shliach in the ma'aser. But if you put tefillin on his goof, then you're not going to be yotzei, because it was done to his goof. So it's clear, both from the Tosas Rid and the Tosas Choshen, that Shlichus doesn't work by Mitzvah Sheva Gufa. Achilas Matzah, Achilas Afikoma is a Mitzvah Sheva Gufa. So how can tonight work? The Gemara in Ksubas and Afayin Dalet Amad Aleph set forth a fundamental Yisrael. That Milsa the lesser B'Shlichus lesser B'Tanai. If there's no Shlichus, something that there's no Shlichus on, there's no Tanai. We just proved that by mitzvah shabagufo there's no shlichus. So if there's no shlichus, there shouldn't be any tnai. So what's the argument you're talking about? How can you make a tnai in mitzvah shabagufo? You can't make a shliach to fulfill mitzvah shabagufo for different reasons. If it's a mitzvah that requires a maisa, it's not your maisa, it's his maisa. Or maybe even if it is your maisa, but the maisa is not being done to your guf, it's being done to his guf, you can't have shlichus by mitzvah shabagufo. So how can tnai work? You can use kavana afucha from today till tomorrow, but this is not an explicit kavana afucha. It's not a straight kavana afucha. It's a kavana afucha al hatnai. It's stipulated, right? It's on condition that something is fulfilled. That kavana afucha shouldn't work, because how can you make a tnai if there's no shlichas? Milsad lesser b'shlichas lesser b'tnai. So someone has suggested that the answer to this question lies in Tosus and Ksubas. You have to understand what this principle means, that milsad lesser b'shlichas lesser b'tanai. What, it's a halacha l'mosh m'sinai like that? Has to be like that? Certainly it sounds like that from the Gemara. M'hecha gamrinan kol t'nai, gamrinan m'tanai, d'v'nei goda b'nei ruvain. It sounds like it's a gzeres akosah. But if you look at Tosus and Ksubas, you get the clear impression that it's not just a gzeres akosah, it's really a svar. So you have to understand, what is that svar? Tosfos says like this. Let's turn back to Packet 31. Tosfos says, "V'tomar umasvar yeshkan the logar mina mehosam ela leinyan mashu svar." What we learn from Tanai ben Agoda ben Ruvain, the general principles of Tanoim and when they apply, it has to be a svar. The haloya alfina mehasim blamahani tnai ela benisinas karka. What, you're going to say that tnai is learned from b'nei gadol b'nei, so it has to be dafke dumi dahasim. What, so since that's talking about nisinas karka, it's talking about giving land, so tnai only works by giving land, doesn't work by anything else? Obviously that's not true. You can make a tnai by giving a kiddushin as well, even though that has nothing to do with nisinas karka. So what's the svar? Soktosis yeshlomar dahainu taima. The whole v'amaisa kokach b'yodo shiyofel kaima al yedei shaliach. The svara is that if it's so much biyado, if the mice is so much biyado that you can do it al yedei shaliach, you could even give someone else the power to do it. That means you're in control. You're the bailim over here. So if you're the bailim, if you're in control to make a shliach, then you're a bailim to make it tonight. It's not that the ability to make a shliach causes you to be able to make a tnai. No, there's something that's causing both. You need bias. To be able to make a tnai, you gotta be a bialim. So what's the siman ladavar? What shows me that you're a bialim? What shows me that it's biyado? What shows me that you're in control? If you can make a shliach in the maaseh. If you can transfer your koach, it shows that there's something in you. There's something in you. You're in control of this chalos. So if you're in control of the chalos, to make a shliach, then you're in control of the chalos to be able to make a tnai as well. Says Tosfos, "Avachalitza shem biyado l'kaimo al yedei shaliach lo havi biyado nami lemiri beitanoa." By chalitza you can't make a shliach. The halacha is you can't make a shliach by chalitza. The yavam has to do the chalitza. He can't make someone else a shliach. By getting the kiddushin he can make a shliach, but by chalitza you can't. It dafka has to be the chalitz. So if he can't make a shliach, what does that say about chalitza? What it says about chalitz is that the chalitz has to do a maisa. But he's not in control of this chalos. It's the Torah that's in control of the chalos. You do the chalitza, and we do the rest. The chalitz does the chalitza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mater, the woman lashuk. The chalitz is not mater lashuk. He's not the bailam on the chalos. He's a necessary ingredient to get to the chalos. We need him. We need his maisa, but he's not the bailam on this chalos. The Torah is the bailam on this chalos. V'horaya, he can't make a shliach. He has to do the chalitz himself. So says Tosfos, if he has to do the chalitz himself and he's not a bailam to be moser his car to someone else to make a shliach, then he can't make a tnai either. So even if he makes a tnai, it's irrelevant. Chalitza mutas kshera. He made a tnai and we tricked him, and she's not going to give him the money. The tnai is not going to be fulfilled. Tnai batel u'maisa kayim. Because the tnai is irrelevant. He doesn't have a kach to make the tnai to begin with. Vafilu lo yiskayim a tnai yia maisa kayim. That's the yisod. Whenever a tnai is made and it's not kedasu kedin, it's not al pi halacha, then we say tnai batel u'maisa kayim. We ignore the tnai. So whether it's fulfilled or not fulfilled, doesn't matter. It's not here. So he did a maisa. It's like he did a maisa without a tnai. He thought he made a tnai on the maisa, but it turns out the tnai is irrelevant because he doesn't have the koch to do it anyway. If he can't make a shliach, he's not a bailam, he can't make a tnai. So the tnai is irrelevant and the maisa may be kind anyway. Tosus and Ksuba sets forth the yisod that milsa the lesser b'shlichas, lesser b'tnai is not a halacha mashmisi. It's not exerza kosha. It's not sisra Torah. There's a svara to it. We have to determine whether a person is a bailam in order to know whether he can make a tnai. If he can't make a shliach, that shows us that he's not a bailam on his chalas. And that's why he can't make a tnai. Zokto Tzipas HaFrank, b'shem the Mishkanes Yaakov. If that's the case, if Tosus and Ksubis is right, then maybe there's no question from the Tosus written in the Ktos about mitzvahs. Maybe Taki, you can't make a tnai by mitzvahs. After all, is the person a bailam by a mitzvah? Is he a bailam on a mitzvah? If he's not a bailam on a mitzvah, who is? It's his mitzvah. It's his mitzvah of tefillin. It's his mitzvah of sukkah. He's the bailam on that mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. So if he's the bailam on the mitzvah, why can't he make a tefillin? It's milsa lesser b'shlichas? No. The reason why mitzvahs are milsa lesser b'shlichas, that's a side problem. It's that the mitzvah is about a maisa. He has to do the maisa. And shlichos, the concept of shlichos shalana kamoso, is not going to relate the maisa back to the mishaleach. Or the mitzvah is not going to be done to his guf. It's done to the shliach's guf. It's a technical problem why you can't do a mitzvah yidei shliach. It's not a fundamental problem that he's not a bailam on the mitzvah. Of course he's a bailam on the mitzvah. Who else is a bailam on this mitzvah if not him? Dr. Mishkanes Yaakov. It's just a technical reason why he can't do it al yidei shaliach, because then it's like he's not doing the maisa, because a maisa of a shliach doesn't relate back to the shaliach. That's the shliach's maisa. Well, even if it does relate back, but the object of the maisa mitzvah is not the mishaliach, it's the shliach. So there is a technical reason why it can't be done al yidei shaliach. Not a fundamental reason. He's the bailam, but nevertheless he can't do it al yidei shaliach. So if he's the bailam, then the problem of milsa lesser b'shlichas lesser b'tnai doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Mishkanes Yaakov with his magic, right? He invokes Tosfos and says, you have to understand what this principle means. If you understand the principle, you see that it doesn't apply to mitzvahs. It applies to chalitza, but it doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Because the reason why mitzvahs are a lesser b'shliach is not fundamental. It's not because he's not a bailam on the maisa. By chalitza, it's fundamental. Why can't the cholitz make a tnai? Because he's not a bailam on the chalos. The Torah is the bailam on the chalos. He just does his maisa. There is someone else that's the bailam over here. It's not him. He's not in control. But by mitzvahs, Efshem and Kenzogin, that the person is in control of his mitzvah. He is in control of his mitzvah. He can't make a shliach anyway for two technical reasons. Tosus reading Tzitz. But because fundamentally he is a bailam on this mitzvah, one could suggest that even though it's less of a shlichas, it's isa b'tanai. It breaks the rule. because you have to understand what the rule is about. The rule is about determining if he's a Bailam. So as long as we say that the person is a Bailam on his mitzvah, so then he'll be able to make it. Okay, this is one possible approach. Right? There's development there, but one possible approach as to how one can make a tnai in a mitzvah. The person is a bialim, we treat him as a bialim, so even though he can't make a shliach, the svar is that once he's a bialim, then he's going to be able to make a tnai in a mitzvah. Okay. It's one approach. There are others that are not so happy with this approach. Because they say, really, what's the difference between chalitza and mitzvahs? He's a bialim, person's a bialim on the mitzvah? Regarding what are you a bialim on the mitzvah? You're a bialim on the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah. You're a mitzvah on the mitzvah. Are you a bialim? It's not like giving the kiddushin. In giving the kiddushin, you create a chalos, you create something with your ma'aseh kiddushin, with your ma'aseh gerushin. But in mitzvahs, you're not creating anything, so why should you be considered a bialim? But apparently, it would seem that the Mishkan Es Yaakov assumes that a person is considered a bialim on a mitzvah. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll close out the sugya by looking at the Ramban. The Ramban in Bava Basra can give us another approach to explaining why a person can make a tnai in a mitzvah, even if we assume that a person is taka, not a bialim on a mitzvah. He's missing somewhat in his bialis. The bialis on the mitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the heter lashuk through chalitza, he's in control of the mitzvahs. He's the mitzvah. We do the ma'isa mitzvah. We're not creating anything through the mitzvah. I mean, we're accomplishing something in the world. We get schar for the mitzvah, but we're not a bialim on the mitzvah per se. So even if we're not a bialim on the mitzvah, there still is another way to explain why tznayim and mitzvahs can work. Mitzvah Shem, look at the Ramban, and we'll try to analyze the Ramban to explain how tznayim can work in mitzvahs, and with that, we'll close out the sugya tomorrow.